This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. North Carolina moves into the first phase of easing coronavirus restrictions today at 5 p.m. More businesses will open, but still at reduced capacity. The governor said this first phase aims to boost the economy while keeping certain health and safety measures in place. Rose Hoban is the founder and editor of North Carolina Health News, and she joins me now. How are you doing, Rose?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us. What does going into phase one mean?
Well, that means that some retail businesses that have been closed for the past, 2 months, will be allowed to reopen. That's like things like clothing stores. So they'll be allowed to reopen, but only at 50% capacity. And this doesn't mean bars and restaurants and hairdressers and nail salons can open yet. But for the businesses that can reopen, there's guidance about having customers stand 6 feet apart and washing their hands as often as they can, about the businesses providing hand sanitizer if they're able, screening workers for symptoms, and more. There's child care centers. They've been open to provide care for essential workers, and now they can extend their services for people who are trying to get back to work or for folks who are looking for work. And we know there are plenty of those people right now. And the guidance, then there's, new guidance about gathering, that people shouldn't gather in groups larger than 10 people, and social distancing is still urged. And, there's been some controversy about religious services. The governor's allowed them to hold services outdoors for now, which has some people kind of riled up.
But again, the gatherings is a slightly larger number. You can gather outside with friends, that sort of thing, as long as you're practicing distancing. Face coverings recommended but not required?
Right. Yeah, recommended, not required. I mean, they're talking about the three W's, right, which is
wash,
wear a face mask, wait, feet apart, and wash your hands. Right. They're trying. They're trying to create mnemonics that people can remember. So, three W's.
The three W's. So what are the criteria now for meeting? How did we get here to approve this next phase? What was the governor looking at?
So, Governor Cooper and Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen, they've been looking at four criteria. The first is the state's hospitalizations for patients with COVID. And the state is saying that hospitalizations are level. Like this week, we saw that we've seen a couple of days where the numbers have ticked down. Like right now, we have 515 people in the hospital today. That's down from 516 a few days ago, keeping things pretty flat, starting to trend downward. There were 546 hospitalizations on April 30th. So, that's a good thing, right? They're looking at people who are showing up at emergency rooms across the state with symptoms of COVID, and that's also trending downward mostly. Like anything, there's a little bit of a sawtooth trend, right? One day it might tick up, and the other day it might tick down, but in general, it's trending downward. And then finally, they're looking at testing, how many people are getting tested. And for the past week, on most days, the state is performing 5,000 tests, more or less. And instead of just looking at the positives, because we're looking more, so we're going to find more total people who've got it, but they're looking at how many of those tests are turning up positive as a percent of the total number of tests that they've run, which is more apples to apples comparison. So still finding more people, because you look more, you find more, but that percentage of positives is trending downward.
So that's what you have to look at again. You've got some absolute numbers, like how many people are in the hospital, how many people have died. Those are absolute. And then these relative numbers, how many people per test, per number of people tested are testing positive. And you see even that number is going down. But this question of testing now, the governor has come under some criticism, the state of North Carolina under some criticism for not doing enough testing, right?
Right. There was a story on WFAE looking at the rates in a lot of states, and by several measures, North Carolina is lagging, and I'm sure this is going to get some attention at its press conference this afternoon. I like this one map that is at a website called 1.3acres.com, and you can look at state rates. And I love rates. I keep harping about denominators, right? So I'm on the map now, and you can actually look at cases per million, tests per million. And if you look at North Carolina, our tests, we've done 16,000 tests per million people. But you could look at a place like, Pennsylvania has done 20,000 tests per million. New York, 56,000 tests per million. Now, we're doing better than South Carolina and Virginia, which, have done fewer overall tests than we have. But I think there's folks who would like to see more of this. And, I think there's some folks on the other side of the aisle who would like to see things go faster, that we could be moving faster. There was a press release from the Senate Republican caucus criticizing the state on this number this week. So,
well, talk more about that. Let's talk more about the pressure the governor's under to relax these stay-at-home restrictions.
Yeah, we've had hundreds of thousands of people in the state who've lost their jobs, and business communities really wanting to get them back to work. The Chamber of Commerce is recommending a more aggressive reopening strategy than Cooper is recommending. We've got neighboring states like Georgia's moving faster to open things up. They've got movie theaters and restaurants and bowling alleys opened, we did a story about salons and barbershops that we've gotten a lot of feedback on that. It's been a lively comment section, people both for and against. And, and then going to, there are some folks who are political opponents to the governor who'd like to see things move faster. We've seen this nascent protest movement, the reopen movement. But, what's interesting is the vast majority of people out there are pretty good with what the governor's doing. We don't have a lot of polling, but there was a Meredith College poll released on April 30th showing that more than three quarters of people were good with keeping the stay-at-home order until today. Mm. And then even more people were okay with the governor keeping school closed for the academic year. And a lot of people seem like they're kind of fine with moving slowly to reopen. And, I think you're hearing from restaurateurs, for example, that they're like, okay, well, we could reopen, but we're not sure people are going to come in.
Well, the other side of it is unlike, say, a retail outlet that might, like a clothing store, maybe they could do some social distancing. Restaurant owners are saying, we can't open at half capacity and survive.
I saw this little comedy video about, it was this guy sort of like listening to a 1-800 call number. And what the woman on the other hand was describing was like a night in the bar with my friends, and your friend gives you a bro hug, and you play darts, and you don't even wipe them off between using them.
Right.
It's going to be a while till we get back to that.
Well, and that's because people do understand that it isn't gone yet, and that there, once we open things up, we could see a spike. So in cases, so Rose Hoban at North Carolina Health News, what if we see a spike in cases as we relax the guidelines?
I think the last thing that Governor Cooper and Mandy Cohen want to do is, have to try and convince the state to go backwards and close things down again. Keep in mind, even in states that have opened up more, like, Georgia, Tennessee, our neighboring states, there's going to be a time lag before we'll see if they have a spike, right? It takes 3 to 5 days for your symptoms to manifest themselves. And if you're going to get really sick, it's a few more days to get to that point. So, Georgia opened up last weekend. So I think people are going to be watching really closely what happens in the next week there. I think they really don't want to have to go backward and try and close things back down.
But you have to take into account hospital capacity and all of that. If you see the numbers go up, can we manage this if we go back to those April levels? And so,
I will say that one of the things that's happened in the past 2 months is that hospitals have really, they've up-trained their staff. They've identified, they've gotten more ventilators that they can deploy if necessary. I mean, I don't think they want to get overwhelmed, right?
No.
But they've beefed up their capacity.
Is this playing out differently in rural and urban areas, Rose?
Oh, yeah. Our reporter, Leora Engel-Smith, did a story that ran yesterday about how, surprisingly, some rural counties have higher rates of COVID infection than urban counties. Because, you have these smaller populations, and then, you have an outbreak there, and the numbers don't come across as dramatic. Like, for example, she found that Columbus County, with 56,000 people in it, had a rate of 296 cases per thousand. But in actual people, it's only 186 people as of this morning. Mecklenburg County had like 1,989 cases, which looks really huge, but their rate is almost half of what Columbus County's was. So, there's a lot of attention for those big surges and it fills up hospitals, but you know, Columbus County's surge doesn't really translate into headlines because it's a smaller number of people and they were likely distributed over a number of hospitals and not threatening to overwhelm any one of them.
What about phase two? What do we have to do to get there?
We have to wait till May 22nd and hope that all the trends keep going in the right direction.
Have they named numbers or particular metrics that they're looking at, thresholds that they need to achieve before they can, say that we're ready to go to phase two?
Oh, golly. You know, I am not clear on that. I could find out, but I don't really know.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of a matrix, too. So it's not an absolute, you know, set of figures.
It's definitely these four things. And, you know, they want to keep things like, you know, that percentage of over total tests. They want to keep that at, like, below 10%. And, you know, they want to see a sort of a consistent downward slope on these things. Hospitalizations flat, if not downward. Downward would be better, right?
Right. Rose Hoban, founder and editor of North Carolina Health News. Rose, as always, a pleasure. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Frank. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.